And now, it's BC Food and Wine Radio, live from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia and all 25 cities across the province listening to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Today we're on location at the iconic Oak Bay Beach Hotel, and we begin with our host and general manager, Madon Pellin. Madon, welcome to the show, and thanks for hosting us here in this beautiful hotel.
Thank you for coming to us.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here.
It's a great spot. I thought we'd start with that, maybe a little quick background on the hotel, because it's pretty old.
It is.
It has
a fantastic history. But first, I think what I'll do is I'll just acknowledge that we are broadcasting from the traditional territories of the Coast Salish peoples, specifically the Lekwungen peoples known as the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations.
Okay.
And so when the hotel was first built in 1927, right here on this spot, things looked a little different back then, but we have some great history. So the hotel's changed a little bit since 1927. It was rebuilt in 2006 and then reopened 6 years later. It took them 6 years to rebuild the property.
Yeah.
And in 2012, it reopened with the 100 guest rooms that we have now, three restaurants, spa, and 20 private residential units.
Yeah. And what about the guest rooms? Like, tell people a little bit about the guest room, what that experience is like.
So no expense was spared when it came to redesigning the guest rooms. They had the opportunity to do everything they always wanted to. And they are quite unique and special in the sense that they are large, spacious rooms that have every comfort thought of. So we have large spa-inspired bathrooms with soaker tubs, rainforest showers. We have kitchenettes in every room, which is a luxury that many hotels just don't have. The majority of our rooms do have balconies that open up, so you can really take advantage of the views and that fresh ocean air that we capture right here.
Yeah, the views are spectacular. There's other things going on here that interest me. One is that you have you've allowed dogs into the hotel. How's that gone?
It's fantastic. So we have two floors of pet-friendly rooms down on our garden levels, so access to our gardens in the back of the hotel. And then we brought on a canine ambassador last year. So last June, we welcomed Ella. She's our first canine ambassador, and she's been an incredible addition to the hotel.
Mm, that's great. People always ask me, well, okay, you were there. What's it like? When can I go? How does it work here in terms of seasons, the best time to come sort of thing, especially for people who have the time, I guess, to come?
Absolutely. We've always thought of ourselves as sort of the best-kept secret in Victoria, but the secret's kind of gotten out now. So while we see seasonal demand like the rest of Victoria, we are really seeing our BC market take advantage of us all year round. So our weekends, almost all throughout the year, will be close to sold out or very, very busy. So those who have the opportunity to take advantage of midweek travel, you will get the best of both worlds. So you'll have the hotel a little bit quieter to yourselves with all of the amenities, and you can capture some of our best rates that
way. And of course, the hotel is not downtown. It's out on the water, which is a fantastic place. So there's many places you can walk, cycle, and really take in the area around the hotel as well.
Absolutely. I think that's what really makes us unique and stand out. We are not in the heart of the touristy area, so we really have that authentic experience. But you're still, a 10 to 15 minute drive from the heart of downtown, and you can get away from all of that and then really explore the area on foot or by bike. Lots to see.
Yeah. People would be surprised to see a theater in here as well. What can you tell us about that? It's kind of a special, very special place.
It is. And the name theater, it's a tribute back to the old hotel where we did a lot of theater shows and productions. Our new theater is a little bit more of a ballroom. However, we do have a full stage, and we have all of the benefits of our previous theater. But it ties back into David Foster and his foundation. So David Foster being from the island, when the hotel reopened, the owners wanted to tie in a give back element, and they had a relationship with David Foster. So they thought it would be a natural fit for us to be able to donate back partial proceeds of ticket sales and room rental back to the foundation. And in return, he helps support the hotel. His name is on the wall. It's
not
the marquee.
So bad. Yeah.
And in turn, you know, we do have the opportunity to host him and some of his friends as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a great introduction. I know we're going to talk to all your people today
yes.
about all the different things that go on here at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, but thanks for kicking off the show and introducing the hotel to our listeners across the province.
Great. Thank you.
That was Madon Pellin. She's the general manager here at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Today's show is coming to you from the iconic Oak Bay Beach Hotel overlooking the Pacific here, or the inside of the Pacific. Much more is coming up on today's show. Christian Seeley, he's the director of food and beverage, and Craig Graham, the executive chef, join us next on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
There's more still to come from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
It's time to think turkey and buy BC. Your BC turkey farmers work hard all year to bring high-quality products to your table. Whether it's a weeknight dinner or a special occasion, turkey is always a delicious source of lean protein. Next time you're planning dinner, think about picking up some ground turkey, a breast roast, or turkey thighs to switch things up for your family. Find recipes, cooking tips, and more at bc.canadianturkey.ca. This ad is supported by British Columbia's Buy BC Partnership Program.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi with 2 Minutes in Cowichan. Our guest is Kenzie Knight from Tourism Cowichan. Kenzie, tell us about Vancouver Island's incredible jewel, the Cowichan Valley.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Anthony. Cowichan is actually one of the larger wine regions in BC. It's home to 14 wineries, many of which are family-owned and operated. And it also has one of the longest histories of winemaking on Vancouver Island, dating back to the 1920s when loganberries were first used to make fruit wines. So the warm Mediterranean-like climate and the rich soil really create a unique terroir that has produced numerous award-winning wines here.
And Kenzie, I imagine now is a great time to get out and visit the many wineries in the area.
Yeah, that's right. Now's a great time. Many of Cowichan's wineries can be visited year-round. What I would recommend doing is spending multiple days in the region and just enjoying the unhurried pace. And if you want to leave the planning to someone else, you can take a guided winery tour with one of our friendly tour operators. And beyond that, Cowichan is also home to many breweries, cideries, and distilleries, so there's lots to explore for craft beverage lovers.
Yeah, and if you really want to make the most of it, why not plan a trip and take advantage of some of the already scheduled regional events?
Yes, absolutely. I would suggest planning a trip during the annual Cowichan Valley Wine Festival. It happens every August, and it's just a wonderful way to experience the vineyards. You can sample a variety of incredible wines and meet our winemakers in person to have more of that personal experience.
And are there any other events coming up in the Cowichan that would interest the wine, beer, or cider crowd?
There's a few to watch for. So in late June, Avril Creek Vineyard will host Noir Fest, which is a must-do event for any Pinot Noir lovers. And then in October, there's the annual Cider Harvest Festival at Marydale Cidery and Distillery, which brings in over 15 of BC's craft cideries. And then for the craft beer fans, there's the Cowichan Craft Beer and Food Festival, which will be back in Chemainus this August, so definitely watch for that.
Kenzie, thanks so much for the many great ideas for visiting Cowichan this year.
You're most welcome.
Plan your trip at tourismcowichan.com. Till next time, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
Diora, the culmination of a more than 30-year vineyard-to-bottle journey in the Santa Lucia Highlands and the family-owned San Bernabe Estate in Monterey, California. Diora's fruit from their vineyard flourishes in the radiant Monterey midday sun, while refreshing breezes coax the complex flavors found in every drop. Diora, indulgence begins in the vineyard, now available at select liquor stores across BC. Find out more at diorawines.com.
Attention wine connoisseurs, Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit irongateauctions.com to start bidding now.
Now back to the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Today we're on location at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Our guests are Christian Seeley. He's the director of food and beverage, and Greg Cram, executive chef here on the property. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here, Chef. Great to have you. I thought we'd talk about a little bit about the food. Maybe before we talk about all the outlets in the food, we could just talk about the style or what it is. What is the ethos here in terms of the food that you prepare?
It's pretty simple and product focused. Mm-hmm. Just try to find the best ingredients that we can and treat them simply and honor the farmers and producers that we have on the island and in BC.
Which is numerous on the island. There's a lot to choose from, I think.
There are. We're very lucky to live here, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. What are some of the best items that would come out of Vancouver Island that come into your kitchen?
Lamb that we're going to try tonight really exceptional. All the produce, the lettuces, all kinds of vegetables, really lucky to have. Morel mushrooms are coming into season, and sometimes we'll get them off the island and then the mainland as well. So,
And your guests, are guests more knowledgeable today, the diner, and the foods that they choose to eat?
I would say that they are. It's popular. People see things on the internet and on TV, and they're learning more about food every day with people like yourself and other people who are making chefs a little bit more well known, and the food scene is continuing to develop. So
yeah, the wine people are always interested in organically grown grapes. I don't know, is it the same for diners? Do they care about that? I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure they care, but do they know what's organically grown and what's not? And
I think more and more people do care and are becoming informed. As a chef, it's always nice to feature producers that are farming organically, which, we feature quite a bit on our menu, and we're very lucky to have on the island.
Mm-hmm. Our guests are Craig Graham. He's the executive chef here at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, and Christian Seeley is the director of food and beverage. Christian, you have many outlets here.
We do.
How would you describe what's available for guests that come here in terms of all these outlets?
It runs the gamut. For hotel guests, they can enjoy some cocktails down by the pool. Mm-hmm. We have our fine dining offering on Fridays and Saturdays here in this dining room. It's a really well-curated table d'hote dinner menu with wine pairings.
Mm-hmm.
That offering's becoming a bit of a rarity. It's five courses. It's impeccable service. It's pressed frette Turkish linens. And then we have our pub, which is always bustling. And then we have our Faro Pizzeria, which for all intents and purposes is still a pretty new offering to this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I would safely say it's the best pizza in the city.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
I say that with no bias. No. No.
Okay. Well, I like that. I like the idea of dining in a dining room with tablecloths. And I don't know. For me, it's really the best way to enjoy an evening. So have people cottoned on to that here? It's kind of rare. You walk in and
it is. Yeah, we pulled that back into play shortly after COVID. It used to be a 7-day a week offering. We pulled it back to two, and right from the onset, the locals and hotel guests alike really glommed onto it and enjoy it.
How do you do the wine dinners? Do you do the food first and then the wines, or do you do the wines and
it's
do
wines
the food?
First.
It's wines first.
Wine, taste the wines first.
Yeah.
Just try to keep the pairings pretty classic, I would say. I'm not experimenting too much in the dinners, but it's a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
We don't want you to experiment. We want to really have
exactly.
a good experience.
Yeah.
Some things just go together. Often people say to me, well, why do you worry so much about food and wine? Well, I don't worry about the matches, but I would say that some things work better with others.
Absolutely.
And that's where the guidance comes in. And what about these dinners? What have you got planned for this year?
First out of the gate on June 12th is the senior winemaker Taylor Welland from Mission Hill.
Right.
And then getting into August on the 24th, we have Ben Bryant from One Mill Road.
In Naramata, yeah.
Yeah. And then in September on the 4th, Bob Ferguson from Kettle Valley will be joining us. This will actually be his third dinner with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time on the Naramata bench. He's one of the original growers
he's,
there.
He's an OG, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a lot of stories.
He does.
Yeah. So What? How do the dinners work for people? They sign up, and are they available online, or how does that work?
We release them through our website. Once we have the dates settled and the winemakers settled, it'll be released on the website.
And how many people can you accommodate in that evening? Or
about 32. We keep it pretty intimate.
Nice and small.
Yeah.
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 That's great. So, Chef, you have your hands full with Mission Hill. I mean, they have quite a wide variety of wines. I'm not sure what they'll pour, but...
I'm looking forward to what they're going to bring and setting up the menu for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what Taylor does at Mission Hill because, of course, he was at Cedar Creek for such a long time, but now he's over on the other side with more responsibility, I guess. Yeah, it should be good. Let's talk a little bit about the trends in food because... Maybe we say we're not so trendy, but people's tastes have changed a lot.
You know what? Maybe I'm the wrong chef to talk to, but I am not a trendy guy. I really try to focus again on the products and cooking. You know, cooking techniques that make the ingredients shine. And then when we're cooking with wine, again, it's really focusing on the wine, making the wine the star, and the food is there to. Just be part of the experience and accommodate it and really let the wine sing. It's a lot of fun, but trends, I'm not a trendy guy. I really just focus on the product and techniques and let them sort of speak for themselves.
Well, we can see the ocean from here. There must be some seafood on the menu as well that's local or tries to be local.
Absolutely. I love seafood. Oysters are some of my favorite things that we're going to have tonight as well, and we've got lots of seafood available to us.
Yeah. What about Island Wines? Because they're not easy to get if you're coming from anywhere else other than here. Can people experience those in the hotel? Or
they can. Yeah, we just started a new relationship with SeaStar off of Pender Island, so we carry their Ortega right now.
Nice.
They're actually one of the winemakers I'm trying to get join us for a wine dinner, hopefully, because they make some beautiful wines.
What would you serve with Ortega? Because that would be a classic sort of island wine and match.
I haven't honestly tried that wine.
Put you on the spot.
So I'm gonna.
Well, we can put this guy on the spot too.
Yeah.
I'll just take the view. I'm good. I'll take the wine and the view.
Okay. Well, I think like even Ortega would be fine with oysters because the acidity is so high. Like these are a different style wine. They're not they're not your grandfather's wines, these island wines. So I think the acidity is the key to them, so which is good for all food mainly. They're kind of like the squeeze of lemon. Sort it all out. What about breakfast?
We offer breakfast in the snug, your typical offerings, I would say. We do some nice avocado toast and overnight oats as well and things like that. But breakfast is a staple in our hotel for
really
sure.
Really nice crab benedict.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think breakfast is important. People like that time of the day, especially if they're staying in the hotel. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to have a nice breakfast spread. Yep. Keep it simple, but, you know, do it well.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like you got everything covered. I'm excited to try this dinner tonight. And just have a quick look at how it all works here.
Excellent.
It's great to have the kind of service you're talking about. It's almost gone everywhere else. So for people to have that kind of experience, maybe you'll bring it back to the rest of the country.
We're trying.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Christian Seeley, he's the director of food and beverage, and the executive chef is Craig Graham. Up next, Dylan Carfoot, he joins us. He's from the Oak Bay Beach Chef Concierge here in the hotel. We're going to talk to him about all the things concierge can do for you when you stay here at the Oak Bay Beach. This is BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gismondi. We'll be right back.
There's more still to come from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Your favorite wines delivered right to your door. It's easy when you become a Liber Estates Rebel. Rebel Wine Club members enjoy regular shipments of Liber wines for your cellar, along with complimentary tastings, VIP treatment at the winery, and more. And with easy and convenient online ordering, your wine will be at your door before you know it. Discover more at LiberEstates.com. Simply great wine.
Hi, this is Paige Schultz, Marketing Manager at Visit Penticton. Did you know that Penticton has over 80 wineries within just a 20-minute drive? Joining me is Colin Ross, General Manager of Tightrope Winery and President of the Naramata Bench Wineries Association. Colin, what makes Penticton and the Naramata Bench such a great wine destination?
The soil and the climate have made the Naramata Bench one of Canada's premier wine regions. With a distinct terroir and welcoming community of quality-minded, award-winning vineyards, it's home to over 40 wineries, featuring incredible views, great dining experiences, and various events throughout the year.
What is the best way to visit the wineries?
You can rent a bike and cycle the KVR Trail to visit them. Spring is the perfect time for it, with beautiful weather and fewer crowds than summer. And yes, our wineries have plenty of wine and are ready to welcome you.
Amazing. Thanks, Colin. Sign your Penticton vacation now. For information on all our wineries, tasting rooms, and events, go to visitpenticton.com.
Diora, the culmination of a more than 30-year vineyard-to-bottle journey in the Santa Lucia Highlands and the family-owned San Bernabe Estate in Monterey, California. Diora's fruit from their vineyard flourishes in the radiant Monterey midday sun, while refreshing breezes coax the complex flavors found in every drop. Diora, indulgence begins in the vineyard, now available at select liquor stores across BC. Find out more at diorawines.com.
People always ask us, how do you taste? What we don't do is taste one wine in isolation. We choose a grape or a style of wine, then we taste a number of samples from around the world, so we're constantly benchmarking the quality of, say, BC Chardonnay versus Burgundy, the Sonoma Coast, Argentina, or New Zealand. That way we get a better picture of where that wine sits globally, and our readers often benefit from getting more wine for less money. I'm Anthony Gismondi. Why not compare wines with us at GismondiOnWine.com.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio, live from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Welcome to the show. Today, we're on location at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel on Vancouver Island. Our next guest is Dylan Carfoot. It's the first time ever we've spoken to a chef concierge on the show. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
How does one even become a concierge?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah? Oh, how long
was
do you
have? Was it your mother who trained you?
No, you know, it's interesting. My career started in London, England.
Oh, wow.
And I was a banker. I was an international banker on the trading floors. And luckily enough, I was born in Canada to British parents.
Yeah.
And I came over here and explored coast to coast. And I had some relatives over here in Vancouver Island. And I thought, well, I have a Canadian passport and I really want to experience Canada. And
wow.
Quit my job.
And you had enough of banking.
I totally had enough of banking. And hospitality suits me way better. Got a job at a backcountry lodge up here in Campbell River, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know everything about my destination. I wanted to know all about the restaurants and the trails and the wildlife and what mountain that was and what animal that was. So so people said, oh my gosh, you know more than the concierge does. You've been experienced more here than our concierge. You should do that. And I said, oh, what does that entail?
Yeah.
Just getting people into our hotel and to experience the very best of our destination and to send them where I love to go and to have that burning sort of feeling inside your stomach where you just, you know, you just love your destination and you love where you live.
Yeah. Are guests afraid of you or, like, I don't know. How do the guests, they come in and, like, I usually walk by the concierge and I think, oh, I don't know, should I ask that guy or not?
Anthony, I'm really glad you asked me that because this is a really, really, I'm very lucky to go to a lot of conferences around the world and we always talk about things like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to name drop here. There's a lady called Andrea Torrance. She's the Senior Vice President of Fairmont Hotels and Resorts.
Yeah.
And she spoke to us as a leadership group in the concierge industry and she said, this is what a lot of people think of as the concierge, and she painted a picture of a concierge behind a desk and people going, shall I go there, shall I not?
Yeah.
We've got to be the dream maker. So that means from the conception, so like pre-arrival emails, pre-arrival phone calls, Anthony, you're coming to the hotel.
Yeah.
Do you need transportation? Are you thinking about dining here?
Fantastic.
What does your family enjoy doing? Would you like to go whale watching, bike rentals, that sort of thing? Then when you get here, you're almost looking out for me. So you come through the door, and usually I'm up off my desk, go to the front door and say, because we hear when guests are coming, hear when you're coming.
Yeah.
And
that works.
Exactly. And then right through the stay, checking on you. And then even after the stay, checking on how the stay was. Can't wait to see you again. How did the stay go?
Yeah. And you have a team, too. It's not just you. So all of these people together. I noticed that just pulling up today, just from the way that you're greeted at the door and, leave your car here. Don't worry about it. Like, that's the best thing you can hear when you get out of your car. And, I like that. But I just wonder about the concierge, about all the things they can or can't do. But what are the things that people should use you for?
Well, you know what, for everything, for your whole stay, we are the secret component to a hotel stay. And a lot of hotels are giving up on concierges and the luxury hotels are staying with them.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why those luxury hotels, have that edge on everyone else.
Yeah.
We are there, you've probably had it where you arrive in a city at 11 o'clock at night in the far side of the world and you just don't know anyone there and you have a little bit of nervousness and you're in the taxi.
Yep.
But if you know that Dylan Carford is at my hotel and you've got a friend in that location.
Yeah.
And that's the same with all our Lake Lador members across the world. We are a fraternity of concierges who just look out for each other. We create these seamless experiences. So what they can use me for is, as I said, transportation when they arrive at the airport, is having someone there with a sign for them.
Oh, wow. I love that.
When they arrive, you can use me for amenities. So a lot of times now we have rose petals in the room, flowers waiting for you, champagne and chocolates.
Okay, I'm going to come and sit beside you now instead of across from you. I guess that I asked you this, but put it differently. How would you interact with the hotel concierge if you were the guest?
I would just ask them where they would go.
Yeah.
There is a lot of noise out there right now with like TripAdvisor and with Googling and even with the magazines that you get in your room. Oh, this is the number one
everybody's
restaurant.
Everybody's head is down in their phone.
Yeah. In the phone. Yes. And that's another thing with the concierge. People think the concierges are becoming outdated because we have everything on our phone.
Yeah.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because when people go to a city, they want to interact with local people.
Yeah.
Just meeting, your team here is just like we had this great interaction. We were laughing and joking. Yeah. You wouldn't have that if you looked at your phone.
No.
A lot of the restaurants as well are sponsored or they sponsored in the magazine. So the magazine pays them to promote. Yeah. So maybe they're number one in the magazine, but is it because they're the best experience?
Yeah.
And I can bespoke an experience for a guest.
Yeah, like I'm a wine guy. So for me, when I ask you what restaurant I want to go to, I'm going to ask, who's got that list that I want to go to And I think if people explain the experience they want, it's even better because then you can say, don't go to this restaurant, then you have to go to this one if you want that experience.
100%. It's so interesting. People always say to me, can you send me your five favorite restaurants?
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
No.
Because what I'm doing is what do you enjoy?
Yeah.
What ambience do you enjoy? What cuisine do you enjoy? Do you have children? Is it a special occasion? Where do you want to be? Do you want to be in a historic location? Do you want to go to a pub? Do you want to go to what's the view like?
Yeah.
So there's no such thing. So I always probe first and then get the perfect experience from my guest.
But it is the first round of the playoffs coming up, and I do need a couple of seats near the blue line on the bench side. You can do that.
You're
connected.
Absolutely. I had a guest the other day, and he said to me, listen, I said, I'm going to London. Do you know anyone in London? And I said, of course, with Lake Lador, we know everybody. So I phoned the guy in London, and I said, I need tickets for Arsenal versus Luton.
Yeah.
And he says, well, give me a couple of days. He says, it's sold out. He says, give me a couple of days. He says, okay, I've got this seat. They got the seats for you. So those are the kind of unbelievable experiences. And the guest was like, what?
Yeah.
You know what? You're in Victoria. Yeah. What's going on?
You mentioned the clay door.
Yep.
So what is that? Is it a international?
It is.
And you're a director in Canada, or how
I'm
is that?
I'm the president of Canada.
You're
right
the president. Now. Pardon me. Yeah.
No, please. It's so Les Clés d'Or is the International Concierge Association. It's the accreditation of hotel concierges.
Okay.
So you need to be in hospitality for 5 years. You need to be a hotel concierge for three. Then you can start the process. And in a nutshell, because I could tell you for a long, long time, but you get tested. So you get secret shopper phone calls and secret shopper emails. Then someone's coming to your desk, making sure your posture is good, your verbiage is good, your address is good, and you know your things. Then we test you. Then you're the mark. If you get 75% or more, you get voted on by your peers. And then it comes to the national board, which I'm very proud to be the president of Canada right now. Mm-hmm. And then we vote on you as well. And then you get your gold keys pinned to your lapels. And it's the greatest achievement for a concierge. And there's 44 countries around the world that have Les Clés d'Or members.
Yeah.
And we meet every year. And luckily, in 2 weeks, I'm off to Bali for the international conference.
Oh, my God. That sounds the best.
So I go to represent Canada. It's like the Olympics for concierges. And it's the greatest networking event in the world.
If you didn't know, I'm talking to Dylan Carfoot. He's the chef concierge here at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. So you could tell me what the best room is in this hotel.
I sure can.
The best
it's very
room
easy.
Number.
It's the penthouse.
Yeah. It's the penthouse. Okay, that was easy.
But you know what? Another of my favorite rooms is room 324.
There it is, folks. That was what I got out of room 324.
324.
Write it down.
And because this is an old British-style manor house, a lot of the suites are named by the counties of England.
Yeah.
And 324 is Suffolk, and I grew up in the Ipswich area of England. So not only is it the nicest room, in my opinion, it's also it pulls at my heartstrings a little bit as well.
Best sort of classic wine experience in downtown Victoria. Where would you send me?
Merlina.
There we go.
Merlina
wow.
Cafe and Raw Bar. Yeah,
oh,
shout out
fantastic.
To them. Yeah, but I got so many amazing vendors, like Il Terrazzo, Rob Scales out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure.
Nautico Nelly's Jeff Furno. You know, these people just work so well with me, and the wines that they serve are just spectacular.
How do people tip you? How is that done? Because that's a very awkward moment for people.
They tip me with a smile.
Yeah, that's a nice way to say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, nothing's expected, honestly. But if you do enjoy a concierge service, you know, a lot of it is commission or tip, based like a server.
Yeah.
So it's always very much appreciated, but not expected.
Yeah. Dylan, I could talk to you all day, and I may
you
call
too.
You on the phone. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a real pleasure. And
I can tell you, anybody staying at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel is going to be pretty lucky to know this gentleman across from me, Dylan Carfoot. Make sure you touch base with him before you come. I've never thought about that.
100%.
That's the best.
I'm here for every guest and anything they need.
Okay, up next, more from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel with the Boathouse Spa Director, Tina Lyons. This is BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gizmondi.
There's more still to come from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gizmondi.
Attention wine connoisseurs. Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature-controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit irongateauctions.com to start bidding now.
Penticton may be known for its wine, but it's also a craft beer paradise. Get to know the Penticton beer scene at the Okanagan Festival April 12th and 13th at the Penticton Trade and Convention Center. The Okanagan Festival has been bringing together craft beer lovers and craft brewers to celebrate the almighty ale since 1996. Enjoy the hospitality of one of the largest and longest running annual beer festivals in the Pacific Northwest. Go to visitpenticton.com for more upcoming festivals and events in Penticton.
Diora, the culmination of a more than 30-year vineyard-to-bottle journey in the Santa Lucia Highlands and the family-owned San Bernabe Estate in Monterey, California. Diora's fruit from their vineyard flourishes in the radiant Monterey midday sun, while refreshing breezes coax the complex flavors found in every drop. Diora, indulgence begins in the vineyard, now available at select liquor stores across BC. Find out more at diorawines.com.
Your next corporate event or retreat deserves the best. The Watermark Beach Resort. With conference spaces to host large or small gatherings, they can create your perfect event or gathering. Enjoy the culinary excellence of 15 Park Bistro, open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make sure to follow them on Instagram and Facebook at 15 Park Bistro for the latest updates on their brand new dinner series. To make a reservation or learn more about events at Watermark, just go to watermarkbeachresort.com.
Now back to the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Here's Anthony Gismondi.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. Come on.
Hello, British Columbia, and welcome back to our on-location broadcast at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Our guest is the Boathouse Spa Director, Tina Lyons. You have me at spa. I don't know anything about spas, although I know people love them, so that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to tell you something people probably don't know. Like, I've never been in a spa, which is seems odd, but I don't know. I don't even know what goes on in a spa, but I'm happy to talk to you about it. I do know one thing. People are into wellness. What does wellness mean now to a spa director?
Well, wellness has changed a lot over the years, and I think it's just become everyone's individual journey. It has evolved from just simply manicures and pedicures and facials to more of a full body journey, a sensory journey as well. So it has evolved a lot over the last few years.
And you don't do manicures or pedicures anymore.
We do not.
Are people shocked at that? Or
they were shocked for a little bit. I mean, we've discontinued that since 2020. And there was initially a first, we don't offer that anymore. But people understand why. The most requested service at our spa is a couple's treatment, a couple's massage or body treatment or facial. Yeah. So
how many different massages can you have when you go to a spa? Or what are the offerings?
The offerings are really endless. We offer relaxation massages. That's probably the most common one. Deep tissue registered massages. We also have a beautiful new treatment called the Active Ritual, which is a nice combination of massage, there's active release, there's passive Thai table stretching that seems to be rapidly growing in popularity. There's also reflexology, so the possibilities are really endless.
It's starting to sound like wine here. It's getting very, very technical.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your setting, though, because it's different than most spas. You're right on the ocean.
Yes.
You've got a lot to play with here.
We do, yeah. We have our little spa, our little intimate boutique spa is directly on the Salish Sea, right on the ocean edge. So we also offer, we have a little gazebo out there. We offer seasonal massages and treatments right on the ocean edge, which is also growing in popularity. Simply being by the water, the health benefits of being near the ocean are endless. So.
And you have a food program, or you serve food down there.
We do.
That's popular too.
The Boathouse Kitchen, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's very, very popular, the drinks and the food outside.
You told me a good story, though, that you had a wellness food program at the beginning, but
we gave it our best shot.
Guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
We gave it our best shot for a wellness program with the food and beverage offerings. But guests really wanted that. You know, they wanted the fish tacos, they wanted the sushi, they wanted all of that, and
they want everything these days.
They
want to have, everything has to be good for them.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So when people come to the Oak Bay Beach, like how many times would they go to the spa? Would it be like a daily ritual, or?
Well, we used to have a lot more local guests at the spa, recently it has flipped that we were able to offer more to hotel guests. So when they come to visit us, they do book in for the spa more so now than ever before. And I think it has to do with the fact that our hotel, our brand is just getting bigger and bigger and more well-known.
So tell me what your favorite thing would be to do. Well, let's talk about a beginner. If somebody was going to a spa for the first time, what would you recommend?
Well, I would definitely recommend a massage for sure. Yeah, and my favorite is the active ritual because it really encompasses all of the facets of massage in all different ways. So it has a little bit of everything in it.
And after a massage, do you really feel like?
Yes.
You feel good.
Absolutely. We call it massage drunk.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It is a thing. And people come to check out with us and they're just completely so relaxed and so peaceful. And we encourage them to continue their journey for the rest of the day and just relax when they feel they need to and drink lots of water.
Drink lots of water. Yeah. And you have a prenatal massage as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that popular?
Very popular, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the moms, I guess.
With the moms, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a fascinating business.
It is.
So how would you describe your average guest now in terms of age? Or is that, do young people use spas more than the older folks? Or?
We're seeing a lot of young people for sure. But I think the average age at our spa is usually 30 all the way up to 90.
Wow.
They all come out and they come in groups. There's usually mother, daughters, several generations coming together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So it's quite nice. And couples for sure.
And if I'm coming to the Oak Bay Beach, then do I need to book separately, or how does that work? I should book ahead to get the time, or?
Yes, I would. We often have guests call us first for availability because we are not a big spa. So
before they book their room.
Yes, yeah, we often have that.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something going on at nighttime here.
Yeah, we have
that
the evening pool passes. Yes. We started offering the pool passes again just for evening use. It was something that was really in demand, and so we decided to bring it back for our off and shoulder seasons.
Yeah.
And it was immediately sold out.
And what is the attraction? Is it the being outside at nighttime in the dark?
Being outside, or? Yeah. I mean, we have beautiful lights in our gardens. The pools are lit up. It's quite beautiful. And being near the ocean and being able to be in the hot pools while observing is
yeah,
that's special.
And peels, are they big now? Or?
Peels are always big.
Always. I really have to get in there and find out what's
you
going
should,
on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to talk to you. I'm intrigued now a little bit about spas, but obviously you don't need me. You have plenty of customers, but
well, we'd love to have you.
It's a great thing to be here on the West Coast to relax. Relaxing is probably the best secret of all.
Yes,
and I think, long life.
Yeah, and I think gift cards are the way to go. You know,
yeah,
it's the gift of wellness.
Tina, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Fun to chat about the Boathouse Spa here at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, and who knows, maybe I'll show up there one day.
We hope so. We'd love to have you.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us. We're not done here at the Oak Bay Beach, where we're broadcasting live today. We'll be joined by Annika Avila. She's the Marketing and Public Relations Director, and Brendan Bankowski, the Food and Beverage Manager, next on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
There's more still to come from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan, a perfect place for a spring road trip. Enjoy outdoor adventures and reward yourself after a day of activities with a visit to one of over 80 area wineries, cideries, and distilleries, or our 8 craft breweries. Experience fantastic, locally sourced restaurants, too. It's the perfect destination for a relaxing spring getaway. Before you go, make sure to check the website for information on wine tours, tasting room hours, and highway conditions. Go to visitpenticton.com.
Diora, the culmination of a more than 30-year vineyard-to-bottle journey in the Santa Lucia Highlands and the family-owned San Bernabe Estate in Monterey, California. Diora's fruit from their vineyard flourishes in the radiant Monterey midday sun, while refreshing breezes coax the complex flavors found in every drop. Diora, indulgence begins in the vineyard, now available at select liquor stores across BC. Find out more at dioravines.com.
Many people ask me which wines they should buy. My first question is, what do you like? Because when I know what they prefer, I can nudge them left or right to something similar, but often better at the same price. But if you don't like the wine, nothing I can say will change your mind. Taste is a personal thing, so ultimately, it's up to you to find a wine writer who aligns with your taste and start from there. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and I invite you to visit my website, gismondionwine.com, to find out if we can agree on something to drink tonight.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio, live from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, BC, and thanks for listening wherever you are across the British Columbia BC Food and Wine Radio Network. We're coming to you from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, and we're having a lot of fun. We're finding out a few secrets about this place. Maybe we'll get more in this session. Our guests are Annika Avila. She's the Marketing and Public Relations Manager, and Food and Beverage Manager Brendan Bankowski. You two work closely, not closely at all. Who pushes who? Like, does marketing push food and beverage, or does food and beverage push marketing? Like,
oh, well, wow. A little bit of both, but food and beverage is about, there's about 80 of us, and there's one Annika. So
just one marketing person.
Yeah. So we lean on her pretty good.
Yeah. Annika's youngish. You look like you look like you've been around longer.
You can use the word.
Yeah, older.
Yes.
I say that because I wanted to talk about trends and like when you started. I don't know what year you started in the business, but it was a while ago.
There was a smoking sections when I started.
Yeah, like is there anything that's the same anymore than when you started?
What do they say? The only thing that's constant is the change. Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a different customer than when I started out on
this. Who is the customer? How would you define your customer today?
What's fun is that we have a variety of customers. Yeah. We've got a little bit of an older demographic that loves the Snug. I mean, the Snug has been here for over 60 years, mm-hmm. and so it's tried and true, and there's lots of history that comes there. But a bit of an age range for all of our different experiences. Faro Pizza, you've got a little bit of a younger, more wanting to take photos, post them on social media. And I mean, everyone wants to take photos of our pools, our boathouse kitchen and bar, the cocktails. And then the dining room is a fine dining experience, something that those who are very familiar with that style, they are know the dining room. They want to come back over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then it's also a new experience for the younger generation who isn't as familiar with what fine dining experience is like. The offerings of, you know, what is table d'hôte? What does that mean?
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting journey.
That's the fun part about the hotel, too, is you could kind of hit different notes across the hotel. Like, it talks about the fine dining, you know, white tablecloth and caviar. And then in the pub, it's a poke bowl and, you know.
Or pizza to go.
Or pizza to go
door,
down the hall. Yeah. You get to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I was thinking when you mentioned that, so nobody smokes anymore, but now it looks like no one's going to drink in the future, and I'm really worried about that.
is happening?
Well, you know, I say wine's been around for 10,000 years, so it's probably not going to go away, but there's a new paradigm of drinkers.
Yeah.
Low alcohol, no alcohol. Are you dealing with all that as well?
For sure. Back in 25 years ago when I started, if you had a couple of O'Doul's kicking around the back of the fridge, you had your non-alcoholic section covered. But that is definitely not the case now. Like with Dry January, we certainly saw that. Mm-hmm. We've put together a part of our cocktail list here that is 100% non-alcohol.
Yeah.
So there's just there's definitely an appetite for people.
So from a pure spreadsheet kind of way, is a non-alcoholic drink cost as much to make as an alcoholic drink, or is there a profit center there? Or?
Anthony, I don't think I want to get into the details of
you don't have to.
I think, you know, I will say this, though, but there's definitely like mocktails or craft cocktails that are not, that are non-alcoholic, that the same kind of the same kind of effort and the same kind of love is put into that, which is really interesting and awesome. It's like non-alcoholic beer, like I joke about an O'Doul's, but like now most of the microbreweries here on the island produce a non-alcoholic. You can get a non-alcoholic IPA or a stout even, and it's great. Yeah. So the as people want that, the market is absolutely coming
reacting
to them for that.
To it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems fair.
But yeah, you know what? The money's in the wine.
Yeah. I could only ask, like, I couch people now to say, if it doesn't have alcohol, it's not wine. Like, so I don't care what, I don't care if you drink it. Just don't call it non-alcoholic wine. Call it, it's a non-alcoholic beverage or a drink or something, but juice. It's not really wine.
Yeah,
same with beer. I mean, either it's beer or it's not beer. It's either alcoholic or it's not.
I'm taking a hard line
on this, just to protect I don't know who, but
okay. I respect that, and I agree with you too. Actually.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have a spectrum, though. I enjoy like talking to young people now because they have such a different view of when they go into a hotel or a restaurant and what they're looking for, which is practically nothing that I'm looking for. and so I think, wow, you got to deal with that. But you seem to do well with it here.
Yeah, I mean, we cater to all. And yeah. Like I said earlier, the younger generation, we're looking for those inspirational experiences that mm-hmm. all generations are looking for. Memorable experience. That's what everyone wants at the end of the day. Yeah. No one's looking to shop as much as they are to go somewhere new, experience something different, spectacular, memorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, our ocean views, they really pay for themselves. They are breathtaking. And you can tell who's going to post on Instagram later because there's about 17 guests down there all with their phones out, snapping that photo, making that memory, right?
We talked a lot about things here at the Oak Bay. We didn't talk about dining outside. You have a lot of seats.
We have all kinds of patio area on the side of the Salish Sea and on the Beach Drive side. So lots of options here, though, for sure.
People can, I know, it's tempting to just linger outside all afternoon. Probably not so good for you to push that table or turn that table a couple times.
You know, we've added heaters, we've added awnings out there. Yeah. We've made it basically...
Extended the season.
Yeah, almost four seasons out there. You know, a little bit of January where you can't sit outside, but the rest of the year, there's welcome to it.
What's the mix of guests? Because my sense is that Victoria, the lower part of the island, well, most of the island has a really strong food and wine culture that you don't see in many cities. Like, people seem to care a lot about the food and the wine that they eat and drink. Is it the same when... with the tourist side of it? Like,
yeah, I think
so. Is that a good mix here of both?
It's a great mix, I think. Maybe it's the hospitality or the tourism industry. You know, there's more hotels here. There's people coming from all over the place, but lots of Western Canada getting out of the, you know, I know it snowed yesterday in Calgary, and I know there was a storm in Winnipeg, and it's going to snow again. And people get out. They get out to the coast. The weather's nicer. The produce is a little fresher. The seafood's available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's opportunities for wine, that sort of thing. So I think that people show up and they expect these things, and we have them for them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a real community of hospitality here.
Yeah. Do your guests interact around the hotel, or do they likely go downtown to, you know, to the Parliament buildings and that sort of thing? Or?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Victoria is such a destination for a variety of experiences. What's great is that a guest that's staying here for one or two nights, they truly do not need to leave the property to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and spa treatments, and relaxing time, and a bit of just hanging out in your room, enjoying the different amenities, and you can literally have all these different meals in three separate outlets, as well as a snack down by the pools or a mocktail.
Yeah.
And you don't need to leave. But if you do leave, we have a variety of walkable areas, bikeable areas. You can take the car up over the Malahat. There's lots of different things that are only maximum 30 minutes away and just on your fingers.
Sometimes Dylan calls in a favor and has the whales go by.
Yeah,
yeah, I bet. Yeah. We had quite a chat with Dylan. He gave us some good tips.
He's the man. If you need to know what's going on in this city or you need to do something, Dylan Carfoot.
He can make it happen.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great thing to have up your sleeve, I guess, with guests. And
fabulous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole package.
Yeah.
If we don't have it here for you, we know a guy who can make it happen for you.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in the sort of the back of the house team. Is everybody, like, how often do you meet as the Oak Bay Beach Hotel people and talk about what's happening here and what needs to be done this week or next month? Or,
you know, once a day in the morning, 10 a.m., all of our department heads, we all meet and we discuss what's going on today, what's going on in the week, what can we expect. it helps us just stay in touch with everything that's happening so that we can deliver that spectacular service to the guest every single day.
Yeah. So as a restaurant guy, I can tell you it's pretty fun. Hotels are like a little city. It's a different every day. Who's coming in? Oh, there's a group of lawyers from Toronto, and there's a is happening tonight, and there's a meeting in the library, and it's really fun. So to be connected with the whole team is fabulous.
I think many people who come to a hotel don't know that the hotel knows they're coming, like as a group or individuals or some superstar or whatever, some famous person, but everybody sort of knows what's going on in the hotel.
Yeah,
there's a lot of nice moving parts. You got to know what's going on.
Yeah. I talked to other people earlier, but what would you say is the best time to come here of the year? Like, people would ask me, well, what's the best time? If I'm going to go to the Oak Bay Beach, what month should I go there? Or what are the key weeks that I could really enjoy that property?
Put me on the spot.
Well, let me say, by being a guy who has spent a lot of time in Alberta, I would go with the shoulder seasons in the spring, and the fall, sort of when
get out of the 40 below,
get out of the weather, and come out here and see the cherry blossoms and the green grass and the trees blooming and all that's happening at the moment. It's great. It's not quite as busy as the summer, which is fabulous if that's the vibe you're looking for. But I like a little bit quieter, and you catch the right weather.
It's also drier here. Like, a lot of people would compare it to Vancouver, but there's so much more rain in Vancouver in the wintertime than you would get over here.
100%.
Yeah, so you don't have to really worry about that.
I mean, there's a million things going on over the course of the year in here in Victoria, but I'm going to leave with the weather and say the shoulder seasons are the really fabulous times to be here.
A lot of hubbub, globally about the wine industry here. There's been some big investments locally up in Cowichan, and a lot of potential there. Do you feel that now
you
here?
You can feel it. I think there's a wine, like a wine culture building here, like a base of people, like you said.
Yeah.
Putting some money in, putting some time in. There's the conditions are fabulous. The
big money.
The terroir works, I think it's going to be the next 20 years are going to be amazing on this part of the world.
I hear there's how would I put it? A woman who's making wine in California who's going to be coming here to make wine shortly on Vancouver Island, which is amazing. She's got a fabulous reputation, and she's going to come up here and make wine. I think it's so great to have these things happening.
I think it's going to go like a global destination is what we're developing here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're shouting at me here. Well, they're not really shouting at me, but we've had a really great stay here. I think we've learned a lot about the hotel just in the last two times now that we've been here. One, that is a great old place. It's like a grand old lady, I think, with a lot of stories to tell. We found out that the concierge can tell us all the stories, and he can get us the tickets that we really need. Maybe we don't even have to come here from Vancouver. We just call him now. No, we shouldn't say that.
Your Canucks connection is in Victoria.
Yeah, in Victoria. But it's such a great property, and I think people should come out and check it out. And the other thing, because we're a food and wine show, is that it's top drawer. And that's important today to us, to have these kind of facilities. People come to Canada now. Like, we don't have, I like to say, there's Italian restaurants all around the world, and they sell Italian wine, and they have that going for them. But we don't. Like, there aren't Canadian restaurants all around the world. So people have to come here and check us out. And when they come, we really have to put on the dog. Like, we have to do it right. And you guys are doing it right here. And it's a real pleasure to be a part of that.
Thank you. So, it's great having you here.
Good luck with all your dinners coming up.
Thank you so much.
And hope your rooms are all full. Should be a great summer. We got to get by. Like, we're finished with the pandemic, and
let's get back to
enjoy life and get back at it.
Time for a massage, Anthony.
Time for a massage from the Swedish Prime Minister, maybe. Okay. Thanks so much. Really enjoyed chatting with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Annika Avila. She's the Marketing and Public Relations Manager, Food and Beverage Manager Brendan Bankowski, here at our home away from home in Victoria, the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. That's it for today's show. A special thanks to our host, the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, and our production team, including on on-site producer Mike Whittingham, studio producer Dwayne Bishop, assignment producer Sherry Caleb, and director of operations Stu Ferguson. I'm Anthony Gizmondi, and for all of us at the show, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back across the BC Food and Wine Radio next week.
That's it for today's show from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gizmondi.